In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Interesting times, interesting summer times, ladies and gentlemen, as we call it, the summer of 11-year-olds. Yes, sirree. Very, very interesting.
And that's not what I would call it.
What would you
call it? I would call it like the summer of unrest in the Middle East, or maybe the summer of extreme heat, but your take is what?
I'm over my moment of fear with the Middle East, which took place over the weekend when I said,
right.
Will this be, you know, we are so uneducated about military, and I think a lot of people really process it that aren't knowledgeable as we dropped a nuke. A lot of people actually thought that. No, we dropped bunker buster bombs on deeply underground facilities that were used by Iran to produce nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. So I think
sounds like you might be supporting the president.
Never. no, but I mean, no, that's a lie, because I should say, anytime we are involved with a conflict with another country, mm-hmm. I am a very, very big believer, and that is the time for all hands on deck. Here's what I'd like to say about it. I don't know if it's necessarily relevant to the situation at hand, because we have, under multiple administrations, had military strikes against targets in the Middle East before. We've done it in Lebanon. We have done it in, I'm trying to think, Muammar Gaddafi. Where's Muammar? Well, that's the one that I always remember.
He was Iraq, wasn't he?
No. Hey, magna cum laude, where? Do you have any geography? Like, help me out here. Muammar Gaddafi was the leader of, and I'm blanking on it. Let me turn on the comments. They'll help me. Hold on. They'll help me here. I know it. I'll get it up here. Comments. And just waiting right now. Muammar Gaddafi killed by his own. No, not one.
I remember the big deal that was going on in when I was a junior in high school. And they just wanted us to know how to spell Gaddafi. That was a big deal. You'd get the answer wrong. It was Libya, they say.
Well,
in the
Libya, thank you. Yes. Yeah. Libya, thank you, too. Well, give credit to you didn't
Quinn.
Get it.
Quinn.
Quinn came Quinn. Up with Libya.
Listener
and
of the day.
And you were first
Linda.
To get that. So anyway, Libya. We've done it before. The point I'm trying to make here is that I am fine with the on and gone. Mm-hmm. Now, is it something that could open up a can of worms? Of course it is. Do we know what it is? No, we don't.
It's more than us not understanding military. We really don't understand other countries.
We don't understand a lot about the world around us. What mm-hmm. we care about is if somebody was to have the capability of attacking American interests. And then we do care about it. Now, that is yet to be seen. That is why every administration prior to this one has not bombed Iran, because we have been concerned about the extent of their military power, which they have. But once again, I think it's been demonstrated by Israel that, well, you heard it, Israel controls the skies. So over the weekend, when we did this, immediately, it was such a big news story
right.
that everybody was probably like me, and you were taken aback, and you heard, we attacked Iran. And it's like, that's terrifying. That's scary, yeah. because
you
this has always been known as a world power.
What is probably the people that are most surprised are the Americans, because we were told he wasn't going to. This is a great smokescreen. He said he wasn't going to do it when he was running. That was to fool Iran. And then he did it. So
no,
tricky.
I think you're reading too much into it.
I'm also that, being sarcastic.
Okay, but the thing
and
about
you are presented different facts when you're running versus when you're in that situation room.
What it's you have to read between the lines because we're not going to get all the facts. We're
no,
always
no, we never
we're
will.
You're certainly not going to get the facts of what the powers that be are getting in the situation room. Nothing changes the fact that I believe these guys are all ass clowns. I really
yes,
do.
I think you're
but
right.
Our intelligence community is not. And so when you get this, the right people, if they are saying they had capability to develop this weapon sooner rather than later, then hopefully we'll see. Here's what I don't think we have any definitive proof on. We don't have definitive proof on this obliterating, as the great exaggerator-in-chief says, their capability. You don't know that.
No.
You don't know whether we're going to be in a protracted situation and maybe have to get involved again. I don't think that's going to happen, but we don't know that. We don't know what, we certainly have proven within the last 24 hours that we don't know what Iran and Israel are going to do because we have no control over that. You're talking about, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years of conflict that you just can't say, I went in, I dropped my bomb, and it's peace, as he gushed yesterday. It's not. You never know. It's the Middle East.
Mike,
we've demonstrated from administration to administration to administration, you can't control it. You can't control what the Middle East does, period. So where I am now, if somebody attacks U.S. interests, I'm on deck. You have to be. You're an American. You have to do that, no matter what the administration is, no matter how much I cannot stand Trump or that, even more than – see, I've softened on Trump. I'm so used to Trump. That guy, Hegseth, that partying, tattooed, drunk that's running the Defense Department, I don't care for him. So he worries me, but I think that
strong
the systems
words. – I don't care for it.
But the systems in place, I think, are strong enough to compensate for buttheads like that, in my opinion.
Well, I think that guy and J.D. Vance both feel like they fought in meaningless wars in Iraq, so I hope that means they don't get us in another meaningless war.
The way, Trump ran on one of the reasons he said he wanted to be president. He doesn't want us to get us. In,
right.
But here's the thing. I don't care now. It's done. Let's hope it's on and gone, and let's hope for the best. So that's all. That's all there is. There are many, many, many more things when it comes to Donald Trump and my feelings about Donald Trump that I cannot stand. I hate the guy, and there are people on the left that are just like me that think this goes. If you want to know, me and Donald Trump goes all the way back to the fact that he's dishonest, that he stiffed people, and. That's it. I don't think he's a decent human being in any way, shape, or form. As far as this, I can't control it. You can't impeach the guy because he dropped a bomb. Presidents have dropped bombs before, but we hope for the best. I hope for the best, and I hope it's a quick 4 years. That's all I can say.
Couldn't he technically be impeached for not going through Congress to do this act of war?
No, not with the way it sits right now. And I'm not saying no because he couldn't be. You can be impeached for anything.
Okay.
But I don't think it would happen.
But it's just also, like we started this, presidents have dropped bombs and drones and done this all the time. It's never even it's never even just the president's decision. It's a full team every time America does
anything. I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know. The way he runs his mouth and the way he runs his government, I don't put anything past the guy, and I don't put any mistake past the guy.
I think it was too secretive and too much of a surprise for other people to not be supportive of it, because everyone runs to the media nowadays.
Yeah, well, do you mean the people in his government that were supportive of it?
Yeah, the situation.
I hope so.
Room,
I hope that he listened to all the guys that are more leaders. Knowledgeable than he is. I hope that's the way I look at it. But it was scary, was it not? Were you all scared over the weekend? I was. Mm-hmm. I was what the hell's going
like
to go
move?
On?
No,
I am less scared today, but it changes nothing of the fact that. So many of these other just disgusting policies, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got people here. It is so hard for people to understand what these communities that I live next door to on both the south side and the north side are going through, where they're terrified. Their family's being busted up. It's happening every day. They're going into schools. They're going into businesses. They're going I don't care. I'm a human being, and I think people should be treated like human beings. But getting back to the original thing, World War III?
Yes.
Don't think so. And okay. I don't think so because it's kind of gone back into the regular stuff. But, you know, him.
I hate this heat wave he caused on the East Coast.
I hate the domestic terrorism that took the water out of King's Dominion.
I wrote the heat wave down. I think it might be in the news. Maybe not. It's funny because when you talk about the heat wave, I live in a heat wave probably 8 or 9 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out in this all the time. 100 degrees, 96, 97 degrees is walking outside and walking my dogs. That's every day. So
and that's Florida heat. That's a different kind of heat.
Totally prepared for it. But it also tells me that when you hear about people dying and people not handling it, I mean, I'm always curious about that because when you think about the heat that's going on, it's we deal with it. There's air conditioning in the Midwest. There's air conditioning in the East Coast. There's air conditioning. You find shade, you find wind, find shade. You don't want to go out and be standing in direct sunlight. You have to compensate for it.
I know, Mike, that the mood is actually very optimistic. I was hanging out yesterday, as I always do, at my cooling center, and everyone was really upbeat about it. So we were all hanging out, you know, playing games.
There was a ridge of, because we get them all the time down here. As Josh knows, we get thunderstorms down here.
Yeah.
Even for here, when we were taking my son to a baseball clinic that they have down here, not outside, but an indoor place, a joint where they work with anywhere from college and pros all the way down to kids, not D-bat, it's a different one. And we're taking him there, and we came out to the driveway, and I looked, and I mean, it was black sky like I've never seen black sky. And then for about 15, 20 minutes, it really looked like the worst hurricane in the world, and it was gone right after that.
When the skies are like that, do they have, it's a weird color, sort of a grayish purple? Tornadic.
It was very tornadic, and you wonder what the deal is going to be. But of all these things that I've been discussing, and excuse me, God, later taping
better
today. Protein
better.
Bars right yeah. there. Protein
what bars. Flavor?
Chocolate chip.
Nice.
The ones I told you I like. The other ones
yeah.
are garbage.
Yeah, the other ones go in trash.
They're garbage cans. And I like, Josh, that your shot today has exposed left-hand side there. So your shot, yeah, what's back there?
Yeah. He's cheating
is
right.
Is that a marital aid that I see back there?
There is a bag of M&Ms back there.
Oh, okay.
There
very
is
good.
A stick of Icy Hot because my shoulder's been acting up.
Uh-oh.
And I
you know
a
why
baseball
that
cap.
Is.
Baseball cap, yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And a bottle of Coke.
When you overwork the shoulder, you got to work it out.
He's got his family with him.
I know. Well, I mean, they can't stay in the room forever.
All right. Anyway, getting back to it.
So we started this with the 11-year-old Summer.
This 11-year-old. Yeah, we digressed, as we always do. Oh, I love my boy more than anything. Had a great day with him yesterday.
He's
golfed
great.
With him. Took him out to the baseball new place where he's going to get evaluated today at 3:00, and I'll be with him today. I'm taking him out after the show. We're going to go to his favorite Pokemon store, and then we're going to come back home. I'm going to make him lunch, and then we're going to go to be evaluated at this little place where they're going to take a look at his swing, and it's fine. What I am at an impasse, the arguing where they're feeling their oats.
Yeah.
It's the age.
It's
and
the
time of year. There's no reset. They're not going to school for structure. So they're day after day pushing the envelope of the arguing.
I am, and it's the tone for everything. And everything, I am, every request I have for doing dishes when he cooked with his friend and that are still in the sink. Everything has the tone. Dad, I did.
Mike, can we do a small improv where you play your son and I play you?
Okay.
All right. hey, bud, there's dishes in this. I know you like cooking with your friends, but the rule is you got to clean up the sink. Can you please take care of that?
Dad!
And scene.
And scene.
That's you know, summer is a great time, especially now with Maine canceled, to send them up to Uncle Rob's for a few weeks.
I'd love
great
it.
Great idea. Great idea. Let's,
I tell you what.
I'll get right around to that.
He'd learn to do dishes here, by golly.
Look, it's just, I think everybody that you know that I come on this show and more often than not, I'm gushing, right? I'm talking about how happy I am. And when it comes to his abilities in school and his abilities on the sports, you know, environment, I'm always good. This is one where it just in the house. Now, we are also noticing that because of this all-star connection, which we developed, there is a group of some families, and I envy them, that are very conscientious of what is eaten by their kids. And Carla and I are leaning in that direction where I think that's a big deal. I think now with the knowledge that we have, putting non-crap in your kids is going to help them in life. And
what is, when he cooks with his friends, is he cooking something good or is he cooking crap?
Right. How much of a change?
The cooking with his friends is not the relevant part. This is relatively new when we're talking about, yesterday be a great example of a very protein-rich diet with, you know, with very few sugars and all sugars being natural sugars. Mm-hmm. And when you think about how we are I hear that. Do you hear that?
I heard that. Is that the sound?
I hate to digress again, but I hate
to
digress again. I don't know if it's the people that work here or it's the guy that lives next to me who is, it's gotten to a point with the leaf blower.
Yeah.
Where there's something wrong, where there's just,
would you like to go peek out a window to satisfy your curiosity?
No, I would not. Because I'm, yes.
Do you think it's, when he needs to like let some stress off, needs a break from the wife.
I believe
he goes out there with the leaf blower.
I believe that his leaf blower is my golf. I believe that's how it works.
My mom used to vacuum when she was upset, which was often.
It might even be, who knows if he was told to do it. I refuse to be the neighbor that bitches about it. I just am not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be that neighbor. Although I want to go, I wanted to say yesterday, and we'll throw a name out, Dave.
Dave. Hi, Dave.
What the F? Three times. I'm out. We're having a little toddy out on the patio, playing a little Pandora, just relaxing. And just.
Hey, does Dave ever leave his. I assume Dave keeps his blower in his garage, right?
I don't know.
But if he does, does he ever leave his garage open?
What?
Does he ever leave his garage open? Because what might cure him is if you went in there and filled the blower tube with glitter. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't expect it. And he turned it on, it'd be beautiful.
I don't know where he keeps it. But I will say the garage door is religiously closed.
That's
very rarely open.
Why does that make me think Dave is more of a jerk than ever before?
Or it's like American Beauty. He works out there.
He keeps the plates.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
You think he's got multiple leaf blowers? So when one goes down, he can grab the other?
No, I think it's just beautifully maintained and freshly batteried every single day. I'm pretty sure it's electric. It's battery.
Woogie. Okay, you should.
Woogie.
I think get him a big loud one with gasoline.
Yes, but everything would be better if I could figure out a way to really be in control of my 11-year-old. In such a way, and I'm not talking about a kid that behaves badly, that goes out and does stuff that's bad in the neighborhood. No, not at all. It's just around the house, getting him to do his bit.
Do you wake him in the morning, or is he allowed in the summertime to roll out of bed?
90% of the time we wake him.
What about what time?
Do you wake yours?
No.
How long have you not waken yours?
Well, right now he's getting up every day
at
exactly.
No, we watched him. You know, we were sort of a safety net during the schooling years, but we never woke him every day. But Now he's up at 5:30.
He even has trouble talking about it, Josh.
Yep.
I don't wake my kids in the summer. I enjoy the peace in the morning.
Yeah, and he's up at 5:30 every day so he can work out. So he's up before me.
Then he's self-motivated.
Yeah, exactly.
My kid, like today we did a later taping, and so I'm running through all my stuff that I was going to talk about.
That's
right
fine.
Away.
Have you?
And that might have, yes, go ahead.
Well, I was wondering maybe if you bring in the folding chair and just set it up and make the same expressions you make to him at baseball. Put your hand on your head.
Oh, like in his bedroom?
Yeah, like in his bedroom, at the dishes, wherever you're expecting him to do work. Just
this is the month where we have a little bit of a break.
Right.
And so that's cool. But yesterday, these athlete parents that we have now taken up relationships with are asking, you know, we ran into the manager the other day. Then my wife got a call from one of our best players, moms, who said he's going to be at this place today. You want to come by? And we went over there. And it's just so cool to see this sea of activity from college kids, high school kids, all the way down to crumb crunchers that are batting and pitching and doing exercises and lunges with weights and stuff. And it's just this beehive of activity that I totally dug it. And so we're going back today and we'll see. The one thing I haven't gotten is the ka-ching, ka-ching factor, which I know will probably be significant, but I don't know yet. The thing about...
The last time, did the invitee or the inviter cover the cost? Is that how come you don't know about the ka-ching?
He kind of stood by and watched everything.
He kibitzed.
Got a couple of swings in, but he was an observer yesterday, and then I made my own arrangements, and then when the time comes, I think they will train together, which is cool.
That's good.
And you know, even part of me says training at 11, but that's, I'm getting myself out of that mindset. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into the mindset of, if you're going to do something, do it right. That's the way I'm doing it. So it's fine. And getting back to the sleeping thing, this morning he got to get up when he wanted. And technically, I got to get up when I wanted. And that's why last night, I took my favorite sleeping pills, plural.
Pills
from Carla.
Okay,
well, yeah.
Time did you take your attack, Elvis?
Oh, boy. It was probably 8:30-ish, 8:45, 9, right around 9 probably, 9 o'clock.
Can I ask you what your cocktail was?
The cocktail, well, I had Carla buys these Del Monte grapefruit slices.
Oh, Monty.
In that plastic square.
Yes.
Big container.
They're fantastic.
Which are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I took the juice of those grapefruits and put a tiny bit in there with a tiny bit of tequila and a tiny bit of Grand Marnier and then a little club soda. And I made myself one really good drink and sat outside.
Before you took your sleeping pills?
I took that and I went outside with my wife sitting out there, my son hitting off the tee in our backyard and on our back patio. We've got actually a little net that he hits into. And I had my e-cigar and you saw a man in a state of total bliss, just chilling with his wife doing some work on the computer. Not a whole lot of conversation between us, but it was together time as far as I was concerned. And
it
I'm
counts.
Just, all I'm doing is kind of looking to the sky with the cigar, having the drinky poo. And then I decided, my son, I said, check the water temperature. And he goes out and he puts his toe in the little Florida pool that we have. And bam, I was in the pool within 10 minutes, hung out with him a little bit, got out, dried off, had a little more e-cigar, finished the drink. And then it was inside and we watched a new show with Sydney Sweeney and my least favorite actress in the world, Julianne Moore.
Oh, the Secret Murder movie?
The Secret Murder movie.
It's really unsatisfying.
I don't think, I bailed halfway through because it was just all over the place.
I bailed
just
and
ridiculously
then came back.
Over the place. I don't like Julianne Moore.
And she's everywhere now for some reason.
I've never liked Julianne Moore. She looks like redhead Skeletor.
Dude!
She really does to
She's
me.
She's getting older, yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, even back in the Boogie Nights movie where she was naked all the time, you know, I was I didn't like her in the Big Lebowski either.
Mike, if we were to rank all of the overexposed older actresses, do you prefer Julianne Moore or Connie Britton? Because Connie Britton is everywhere, too, right now.
Connie Britton. I don't even know who.
Oh, you would know if you saw. Friday Night Lights was her big thing. But she also was in season one of White Lotus.
I'll take Connie Britton any day of the week.
Okay.
But any day everywhere. Of the week with Connie Britton that. And, boy,
and the show is Echo Valley.
Echo Valley. I just couldn't focus on it.
You can search on Netflix. It's Suck Valley. And
it's manic. It's, you know, it's all over the place. And I didn't care for it. It's funny. I don't mind a negative movie, but when it's just negative, 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 negative all the time.
It doesn't come together.
It doesn't
gel. I don't find Sweeney appropriately likable at all. You have to have some sympathy for the character in that movie.
Yes,
and there's
you don't.
None.
And this is on the heels of watching another crappy movie, Tyler Perry's Straw, which I watched, and that sucked, too. Carla liked it more than I did, but I thought that sucked, too. I'm waiting for something a little bit better.
Does it have to do with, like, milkshakes? Why is it called Straw?
Like, probably Straw because the last straw.
Oh,
the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Teresa B. Henson, is that the name of the it was just on and on and on. And it was so that
I'll
was very
you
unsatisfying.
Should watch, Mike. You should watch We Are Liars.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
That's on our Prime. TV. It's an 8-episode thing, and it's got a really terrific payoff.
Well, getting back to the whole sleep thing.
Yes.
I said to my wife, I said, can I have a couple of your Xanax?
A couple?
Well, she has half the halves.
Well, a lot
she
of times, the Mike, the drinking advances the half.
Well, the halves, I am telling you, two of them, and within 10 minutes, I was off to Happy Land. And it might be the reason I am kind of rambling in different directions today, but I don't hold me to that. I did get 9 hours.
Did you,
nine
do
blissful
you even
hours?
Remember when I called you last night?
Shut up. You didn't call
I do.
Me.
I have a tape of it.
Okay,
it rang,
call
and
me.
Then Mike picked up the phone.
So, I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
I don't read them.
That's Elvis.
Why?
Because they're all junk.
They're all junk.
That's Elvis, ladies and gentlemen. Now. I'm trying
How fast
to cover
does Xanax hit?
Oh, by the way, a programming note. Rob has to leave early to go to his job at the animal shelter. So hey Josh, could you tell how much that kills me that he has to leave early to go where he's going?
But Rob will be back tonight.
That's right. Rob will be back tonight for you guys doing do you have a name for what you're doing?
I called it Jars.
The Wednesday show. All right. The Wednesday show.
You don't like Jars? Jars is the Josh and Rob show, JARS.
No, because Jars, because of you, has a negative connotation.
Why?
Because what you refer to as Jars. She's the neighborhood jar.
I haven't used that phrase in days.
Used to say the neighborhood
I know.
Jar.
Well, the neighborhood jar passed away, Mike. It's very sad.
that's a shame. Yeah. There's actually,
she had the loudest
speaking
recycling.
Of that, there has been a regular story on social media about a jar that... 583. Did you see that one I'm talking about?
No.
Where she's in the hospital after she did one of those stunts, one of those women that does the stunts to have sex with as many
that
men as possible.
That is a cunning stunt.
That
it really is.
I mean, oh, so nasty. So horrible.
And
so
my,
unhealthy.
My advice to, I can't really relate to the woman, but for the other people involved in the story, try to be in the first 200.
Very good.
And yeah. Also head to the hospital.
Yes.
Head to the hospital right after. So this, the show today will be abbreviated. Rob will be doing his beautiful video in the next segment as opposed to the news. And I will be doing the news segment at the end of today's podcast. So I hope you're excited about that. So getting back to the sleep and the took him. It was fantastic. And it was so fantastic that I did not get to use my birthday present, which arrived yesterday.
Oh, you told us it was going to arrive yesterday.
Yes, and talk amongst yourselves, because in order for me to describe it, I have to fetch it. And I forgot to bring it in here because I'm all Xanaxed up.
Okay, let's just recap what we know. And by the way, do you think Mike has gotten a haircut? I think he got a haircut.
That or it's a Flo-B.
A Xanax issue.
Birthday gift.
Look at a beautiful posture. So we found out yesterday that even though he got the Blackstone as a combo birthday Father's Day gift, there was another birthday gift that was to arrive today. Yes. It was nothing he knew of, and it was something that I believe they said would help him.
It would help him, and he would not have to do anything.
Right, right.
So I have a guess.
Okay, what is your guess? Do you want to tell me since he's not here?
Sure. My guess is a red light therapy mask. You know those masks that you put on that just glow on your
skin?
That's
a good guess.
That's my guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess it is a lot of insect repellent, like a case of Cutter.
Or and his own bottle of Xanax.
Yeah. Oh, I saw it coming in now. It looked like a shirt, maybe, or something folded up.
It is something folded.
Yeah. So could that be a red light therapy blanket?
I don't know.
Have you ever tried the red light therapy?
I have. I got my wife one for Christmas last year, so I've used it a few times.
How does it work? Well,
my beard grows great.
That's all we get from it.
I have no idea. It's one of those things that people say it works.
Yeah,
but do you
tried
really
it
know?
When I had a gym membership. It included that, so I got
I've
in like the Star Trek booth.
Yeah, like the full body one.
Yeah, and you know how it made me feel? It made me feel like I wasted 20 minutes.
Did your Now, when last time I did that at Planet Fitness, it also had the vibrating plate on the floor.
Yes.
So it vibrated your whole body while spraying the red light on you.
It was like something. Do you ever been to an arcade where it has, like, for $4 you can experience a hurricane?
Exactly.
And you go in a booth?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
because
way it felt like.
It blows the wind on you to cool you down at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
All right.
And
I
now,
have
ladies
it.
And gentlemen, our host, Mike O'Mara.
Can't you just keep talking without doing that?
What?
Well, you set it up with, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's a reset.
All right, so this thing is called Down to Ground. And what it is...
It sounds like something they'd say on the Jersey Shore.
It sounds like something to help you get up off the ground.
This is all it is. This is a pad that goes over your mattress. And it has all sorts of electronic stuff.
Oh, so it's not like something to protect the mattress.
It grounds your body.
It grounds your body.
Or electrocutes you in case of
nature's most effective medicine. Our mission, we envision a world where grounding is a part of every day. Now, they really didn't spell a part. A part is supposed to be two words. Grounding is a part of every day, not a part.
Yeah, a part is a different word.
That concerns me right away because that tells me foreign influence.
Well, it might have been made in a foreign country like Belgium or Iceland.
Is an everyday part of everyday life, both good for improving and maintaining good health. And thank you for joining us. I don't think I have the instructions here.
Does it plug in or is it a battery?
Well,
thing?
Here's a thing that it goes into. Here's a thing.
I imagine
everything's
it plugs in.
Falling today. Yes.
I imagine it plugs in, but just the grounding pin, maybe.
The grounding pin. Hey, you're right. You're right, though. See?
Yeah, because it's going to ground it to your home electric.
It's got plastic where the metal prongs would be, and it's just grounding.
That's crazy.
But how about the engineer? He
figured
that
out
right away.
Mike, this will turn your entire house into an antenna.
Now,
it is the same logic.
I know.
Your body.
No, but I mean, but this was used by my mother-in-law's. She and her man use this, and they swear by it.
When is his funeral?
it's got open ground, open neutral, open hot. Hot. Reverse.
What is it supposed to do? How are you supposed to notice the difference?
I don't know. I haven't read enough about it yet.
Put any of the electrodes like stick to you or on your fingers or anything?
No, because the electrodes are right here. I'll show you.
There's not like a finger spring thing like when you're like a blood oxygen.
Oh yeah, I love those. I'm wearing one right now.
Here's the plug. that goes in. I think it's going to, obviously, it's going to go into, no, not there. I don't know.
And
do
you, can you put sheets over it? Does it work through blankets?
Yeah.
And stuff like that?
Okay. I believe it does. But I'll find that all out. I haven't really had time to dive in. I got it yesterday, and I will find out. Down to ground. That's the problem. Have you read about this or heard about
I've never heard of that, and I've heard of some wacky
Josh,
stuff.
Josh, have you heard about this?
I have heard of people grounding their beds and grounding themselves. I don't know if I buy it, but it's supposed to. I know it's supposed to help with inflammation and stuff.
Well, in the event that it works, I'm going to be, you know, on you like flies on poo-poo to say, contact these fine people, and you know, I'm sure that wouldn't this be the kind of thing that that would be good?
It's supposed to be like if you went outside barefoot and took a nap in the grass.
That's
really
great.
That simple.
Yes, you
know
are,
who it, would be a
the
great.
The point is for you to be contact with the earth.
Really. Okay.
You know, Mike, if they don't advertise with us, you know who would be a great spokesman is the late Alan Thicke. Because he
can down to ground. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, then you'd say, you're grounded. Hey, Mike, you're grounded.
All right. Down to ground, official earthing and grounding products. All right. Don't stop laughing. Stop. God.
You're right.
Please.
You're right.
Grounding has been proven to reduce inflammation, improve sleep quality, and boost overall health and well-being. What is earthing? Grounding or earthing is the practice of connecting to the earth's natural energy. Okay, now that sounds a little...
No, I think it's starting to make sense now.
This is... You don't do anything of any change at all. You'd have a wooden telephone on your wall if you could.
I can't wait for you to come back talking about how much you love this.
Is this mat made for one person or two? Does it cover
the
entire bed?
I think this might not cover
the
entire. It might be like a queen size. So Carla might get a little. And I. This is something humans.
Could it be maybe an experiment on your side?
Well, I think it's going to be on my side first. That's the way it's going to go if it's that small.
Does it provide a barrier between both sides of the bed? Is that what? Maybe that's what she was shooting for. I guess not.
No, this was her mother that used it, and that's why she got one for me.
Okay.
With the introduction of modern technology, we have become extremely disconnected. Many of us going years at a time. Why you play that? Many of us going years at a time without direct contact with the Earth's surface. Sleeping grounded offers an opportunity to regain that connection and has been proven to have profound health benefits.
Like what?
Mike, there is a little warning here I want to let you know about in the great state of Florida.
Okay.
Yes.
Unplugging your grounding sheet during a thunderstorm is the safest choice to prevent damage and potential electrical hazards.
That's probably like everything. A TV would be like that, right?
Yes,
maybe
but
not
this
so
one
much.
You're laying your body on.
Yeah.
The benefits of grounding increase the more time spent grounded. Our range of products offer you the chance to get the benefits of grounding at night and during the day so you can maximize the benefits. Think of these as barefoot alternatives equivalent to walking barefoot. Mr. Soroka.
Yeah.
Well, that's what grounding is.
The products conduct the Earth's healing energy through a cord inserted conveniently into your ass. Inserted conveniently into the grounding hole.
Oh, you know how can be.
Rob and I don't need this because we spend time barefoot.
Yeah, all the time.
So we take care of it.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
I'm barefoot right now. How about you, Josh?
Thanks for sharing
it.
Knew you were. Thanks for sharing it. I appreciate it. Insert it conveniently into the grounding hole, the third hole of a grounded wall outlet.
If you plug it in the wrong hole, your hair just spikes up.
The results are in. 93% improved sleep quality, 82% less pain and muscle stiffness, 78% improved overall well-being.
These are made-up statistics, Mike.
74% less chronic back and or joint pain. The simplest way to bet what customers are saying. I find it hard to believe, but I'm feeling at least a decade younger since I started sleeping with Down to Ground. The chronic pain I used to feel every morning has all but disappeared. It's truly amazing.
Yes.
So there's
24% of the people. Mike, 10% were undecided.
Would you?
But I can't wait to get Mike back from 10 years ago.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. You wouldn't want me 10 years ago.
But let's see. Hey, but 10 years ago, maybe.
10 years ago would be the edge.
Yeah. Five years ago, not so much. I'll take Mike from the edge.
Ice cream cones.
All right, very good. So there it is. Thank you, Carla,
for my gift. Someone who's been married longer than you, let me just tell you this. Do not put that in the wrong hole.
I will desperately try to avoid putting it in the wrong hole. And we don't. Okay.
Have you seen the mats that people put on that will electrocute their dogs to get them off the couch?
That's what
these remind me of. If you plug it in the wrong
hole. Oh, that was
Tales
from the Crypt, right? Wasn't it when they danced
just
on the...
get you out of bed.
Right. Yeah. And also collars. They put collars on the dogs, too.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe there's a little alarm function on this where it just shocked you at 5 in the morning.
I think a grounding collar would be great.
It's a mattress cover is what it is. It improves sleep quality. That's the number one. 243 five-star reviews. There it is.
Wow. So,
well, the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
We'll see what happens with
that. Are you going to try it today?
I'm sitting on it now.
But it's not plugged in. Come on.
That's because it's not in the right hole. Yes, sir.
You can't use the wrong hole. You know this.
Sure.
Save it for the nap.
Do you have a beautiful video for us, Rob?
I do, Mike. We'll have it in a moment.
That's good. But first, I want to tell you about Fair Harbor. Pack up the cooler and my floaties. I'm ready for a relaxing day at the pool. I enjoyed my Fair Harbor swim trunks yesterday, and they're my go-to now. I love them.
Oh, they're great.
The old swim trunks, not so much because of the mesh. That's the way I'll pronounce it for this duration of this commercial, mesh.
Doesn't hate mesh? Mesh is the worst part of a bathing suit. Right?
Now I've got something comfortable, versatile, and built to last. This episode brought to you by Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. If you're heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks. That's what they put in there instead of the mesh. And say goodbye to the mesh. The mesh linings are meh, yuck. It's a mess. Mesh is bad. But Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You gotta give Fair Harbor a try. Millions of swimsuits sold in over 70,000 five-star reviews. Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that the TMOS gang sent you.
Like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, time machine, Mike.
Time machine.
That was a great jingle package. Let us start with this. Mike, it sure is hot out there.
Oh, yeah.
How
hot is it? Sorry.
Is it? It's so hot that in Missouri, roads are physically buckling. And that might seem bad, but if you're hitting those buckles at full speed, it's even worse.
Oh, dear.
Watch this car.
Oh, man.
Look at the size of the buckle.
I saw this video and stared at it multiple times yesterday thinking that was a sidewalk.
No, it's the road has actually curled
up. Well, that's
up.
Somebody who paid attention.
Yeah.
It's just the speeders don't pay attention.
I like that. I think that might be a Subaru.
Like a speed bump
or
in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I think it might be a Mitsubishi, Rob.
Look at that. The heat lifted up the road.
You know what amazes me, Josh, living down here? When you see stuff like that, is it different construction standards they have up there?
Yes.
I really get confused.
It's got
to,
because it's not anything with the road that did that. It's whatever is underneath the road.
Something underneath the road would not respond well to the high temperatures. Very strange.
If you want to I'm sorry, Josh, go.
Well, I was going to say that's a much better video than the let's fry an egg on our hood because it's so hot outside.
Absolutely. That really shows you. That shows the roads buckling.
Yes.
We thought that was only in the winter.
Mike, this will change your mode. I love to bring back a classic novelty record that now has life again.
Okay.
Do you remember a band? I believe they were called the Vince and the – I'll just play the song. I think you'll like it, and I'll tell you the name of it.
Bomb, 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 I ran. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Bomb, bomb, I
Beach
ran.
Boys.
Bomb, 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 I ran.
Yeah, my
that
kid was
a
doing
hit
it.
From 1980.
That's all over online. That's all over
it's
social.
It's horrible. Don't do this, folks.
But does it not represent our detachment from, I mean, we have generations now of people that don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Other than like waving a flag, getting a tattoo, flexing your muscles. And then we have a subset of great Americans who are warriors that actually participate and serve their country. But the vast, great, unwashed, dipshit majority.
Yes.
I mean, we're all like doop doo doo bum bum around with just no thought of what it is.
Yeah. It also shows you how long we've dealt with this.
Yeah.
How long we've dealt with like a total
40,
obliviousness.
45 years ago, that record.
But the lyrics,
the lyrics are even worse than the notion of the
song.
But
do you understand what it represents to me is, you know, in the day, back in my parents' generation, you had B-52 bomber pilots that were putting their lives in harm's way. And, you know, I'm so thankful that the air defenses weren't able to shoot down any of our guys when they went on this very dangerous mission, this very skilled mission they went on. But it's just like, what do? Let's do a song about it. Let's do a song. Bomb Iran, ha-ha. You know, there's a disconnect that's even greater than it was 20 years ago. And it makes me feel like we're cruising for a bruising. That's what it makes me feel like.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I think you are. Here's something that's better than that, Mike. Sometimes people are comfortable at their job and they say something they shouldn't say. And a lot of times it's not a big deal. But if you're a lawyer and you call the judge sweetie by accident, that's not good.
Mm-hmm. But this could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Honey,
oh,
not sweetie.
No!
I'm sorry.
No!
Let me start that over.
What happened in the case?
Run it from the beginning.
Run it from the beginning.
I will. And also, he is thrown, and the judge is not liking it.
This could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
I don't know what to say to that. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
The question here is what happened. I'm sorry, I've just been totally thrown by
I can imagine. I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Your Honor, I don't know what to say. It's just a...
Okay. Well, go ahead. You've only got a minute and 7 seconds left.
All right, stop it. Pause it. Conspiracy theory alert. Are you that misogynistic where you refer to any woman as that. Or this is, people are going to get so pissed at me when I say this right now. You know, would that be the first judge attorney that maybe had a perhaps relationship?
It looked like a pretty big time operation.
He's such
with three
a
judges.
Dork that I think it is. I got to see that a third time.
I think a guy that argues so much at home.
Yep.
And honey, you don't understand. He's like,
this could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
But honey, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say to that. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
He is so much of a nerd, and it is so badly handled.
The question here is what happened.
Love him afterwards.
I'm sorry. I've just been totally thrown by
I can imagine. I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Your Honor, I don't know what to say. It's just a...
Okay.
He's got a happy home life.
I'm intrigued by the other two judges just sitting there watching this happen.
Yeah, and they don't. They've never been called honey.
Because, you know, well, that's because they're judges. If they were disc jockeys, it would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, bell.
Hey, douche.
Mike, I like when young kids, teens usually, can take a classic song.
Can I stop you? May be one of the best videos you've brought to the table all year.
Thank you.
That is just so funny. I am I being too greedy to just get one more view of it, please?
No, Mike, greed is what this country is built on.
Out of left field. Just got to watch
this. This could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
But honey, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I don't know what to say to that.
God.
I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
The question here is what happened. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Okay, sorry.
Mike, the kids have a word for it. It's called cringe.
It's cringe. It is so cringe.
And speaking of teens, a lot of times they'll take a song we're familiar with, good song usually, and play an instrument with it, and it makes it so different. It really brings it to life. Like the Survivor song, Eye of the Tiger. Check out this girl. It said it in the description. She is fierce. She's got a trombone. Listen to this. It's great. You know, some of her notes are almost right.
Wow.
Wow. Here's the hook. Eye of the Tiger. Mike, we have to keep the arts alive in school.
Oh, my
There's
God.
No two
you
ways
might,
about
hey,
it.
You know what? You know when it's Wally Pipps syndrome, Mike O'Mara gave up his batting second position to let Rob come into the number two hole. Mike might have to move Rob up to the number two hole for the foreseeable future. You know what? He kind of brought it today, Josh. He really did.
I have one more, if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is a trend.
Now, be careful. Careful. You're high. You sure you want to?
Yeah, I do. I am sure of this.
Batting second on the Mike O'Mara show. I'll do the Yankee guy.
Yeah, do it. I love that.
All right, hold on. I'll give you the full treatment.
Yeah.
I'll give you the full treatment. Here we go.
I used to know this guy's name. He's the greatest because he has almost zero emotion in his voice.
Batting second on the Mike O'Mara show with beautiful video, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, doesn't he usually go like Rob Spiewak? Spiewak.
Spiewak, budding second.
Bob Shepard. Quinn with the second ace in the hole today. Thank you, Quinn.
Bob Shepard.
Yeah. Mike, there's
By
a trend.
The way, Rolando, since we're looking at the comments a lot today, thanks for my birthday gift. Says it comes with a year's membership to InfoWars. That's funny. Yeah. Might be even true. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. There is a trend among the drinkers among us in the summertime to take a lovely white wine, chill it, and serve it with sliced jalapenos in it. I imagine they're fresh jalapenos, okay. But it doesn't sound horrible to me.
It does to me. Mike, I don't like jalapenos.
But what you got to do, Mike, is think of the result. This guy has got a definite warning for you. Let's close with this gentleman.
Put jalapenos in your Sauvignon Blanc because it's too good. It's too good, and you'll end up drinking two bottles, and you'll wake up looking like a damn cockatoo, like I've done right here, okay? I started out on my back porch, as I always do, and I drank a bottle in about an hour, and then ran to my couch and put more of those little jalapenos in my wine and got absolutely crazy and Tina turnt, okay? It made me want to go to a club and twerk an ass I don't have. Okay, I don't need to be in no clubs twerking, but that's what's gonna happen to you if you drink the Sauvignon Blanc with those peppers in them. Okay, the crisp white shit gets a little spicy when you put them peppers in it, and it's too much. I don't think I'm gonna bounce back from this one, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so prayers. Thank you,
Mike. Do not put peppers.
Now that's somebody who deserves to be online. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Belongs online, I think.
He does. He totally belongs online. That's it. Hey, thank you, Rob Spiewak. Well done.
Mike.
We really, really appreciate that. You know what? I'm just not the jalapeno pepper guy, but they're in everything now.
I really like them. If they're like served uncooked, sort of like a bottle of jalapenos
fresh,
where they're pickled.
You mean fresh?
Yeah.
Uncooked.
But, you know, like if you get them pickled, it's I don't like them. But they're okay if they're fresh.
Well, before we continue on our show, I want to remind you that, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to do it again. They are actually going to do an hour under the tower.
Yeah.
Now, they're not going to be sitting, just to clear things up here.
Yeah.
They're not going to do an hour under the tower. They're going to venture forward through the park. Josh is up at Amish camp for a week, and then when he comes back through Virginia, we're going to try to do it again at King's Dominion if there's not a water main break.
Yeah. We will do it again.
Well, don't yell at me. That's fine. Yes.
We might be under that tower for an hour because Rob informed me that the food tour is now coming to us.
Yes.
And they are bringing the food to us.
They are going to bring the special foods out as a demonstration?
Yes, they will bring them to us.
Correct. Well, is there a way? Could you record it?
Oh, we're going
to. Play it on Monday?
That's the whole point.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Attention all passengers. Please gather at gate D. Attention all passengers. Please gather at gate
Bob
D.
Shepherd.
And D stands for Dawswell. Prepare. You think they've gotten enough publicity out of this? My God.
I'm not promoting them. I'm promoting us.
Tell them to blast off a little five biller to the Mike O'Mara show. We'd appreciate it, okay? You know, but no, all you have to do to get Skippy to get over there is just give him a free trip on the roller coaster.
All we really wanted was you to be there.
Yes, I know. Sorry I can't make it. Prepare for a trip to Paris. Oh, wait a minute. There's no baseball this coming week.
That's right. You can fly down.
You know what? No. Prepare for a trip to Paris without leaving Virginia. We're newly rescheduled, and it's better than ever. This Saturday, June 28th at 12 noon, get ready to spend an hour under the tower. Josh and Rob will meet up with all of you guys under the Eiffel Tower. It's not really the Eiffel Tower. It's the King's Dominion
Fake Tower. It's an Eiffel Tower, yes.
At KD, as he likes to call it. Come on out and visit with us and join us as we tear it up. Oh, yeah. Free rides. No, rides, not free. Everybody doesn't get it for free, right?
No, once you're in, all rides are free.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
But you have to pay to get in.
Yeah, you have to pay.
Eat turkey legs with us. Those aren't free.
No.
But you might get some free food if they're bringing the food thing to you.
Exactly. You never know what's going to happen with an hour under the tower.
Plus, Rob's favorite Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future. And since it's the KD 50th anniversary, you can count on seeing the clown bill.
Spread out. I need as much room as
And the
possible.
Singing mushrooms. There they are.
There they are.
I don't want us to get in truffle.
great animatronic. What talent?
It's thrilling, isn't it?
Rob gets to be one of those clowns on Saturday.
That's very exciting.
That's also
I'm bringing my Victrola to play.
Rob will ride the Grizzly with anyone who asks. See you on International Street for the best funnel cakes in town. Ride on. Be sure to meet up with Josh and Rob Saturday, June 21st, under the King's Dominion Eiffel Tower, starting at 12 noon. They are excited to see you. King's Dominion located
But let's fix that date.
Is it not the 28th?
Yes, but Mike just said the 21st.
Well, the copy, that's because the copy. No,
copy
Mike didn't
was
say
wrong.
It. Mike no, read the
read
copy.
It.
Mike read,
you read it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mike, I'm sorry.
I read it, but why did I read it?
Because I wrote it, and I wrote it wrong.
Right.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm so
thank
sorry.
You. Look at your brother trying to cover your sorry ass in this commercial. You see that? It's Saturday, June 28th, not the 21st.
That's right. Because the 21st
some have found that
passed.
Cutting and pasting is not always effective, ladies and gentlemen, when you want to John Pop your copy. Under the King's Dominion Eiffel Tower, it starts at 12 noon, and they are excited to see you. King's Dominion, located at, is this a correct address, 16,000 Theme Park Way?
Probably not.
In Doswell, Virginia?
Yes.
23047. It's on the left, ladies and gentlemen, and they'll see you there. I'm not doing news now.
Oh, you're moving.
I said I was doing news at the end of the show.
My bad. Sorry.
You're just rearranging things.
That's all.
That's what we were doing. What I would like to talk about is my 4th of July, which is about as Americana as Americana can be. I am going to see, with a large group of people, I think we have at least 20 plus people, going out to minor league baseball, followed by fireworks. And just like the old school tickets,
that's great.
$15 a ticket. Now, that means you can take the whole family out and you can enjoy yourself, and then you get a free fireworks display at the very end, which
or
is spectacular.
Or just hang out in the parking lot for free, and then you can see the fireworks from the parking lot.
If you time it right, I would imagine that would be the case, but you can't get into the parking lot for free because they do charge for parking.
Oh, okay. In Leesburg, the
so
trick is
there.
Like, a lot of wise Leesburgers will start at about 8:30 on the 4th of July, gathering in the Kohl's parking lot.
By the way, that was my favorite cheese, too. I loved Leesburger. Leesburger was great on a Ritz cracker. I truly, truly enjoyed that.
Got a lot of age, Mike.
Yes.
But yeah, it's good to find them from a – if you can watch fireworks from an alternate place where everyone is, because the problem is always the getaway, because everyone leaves at exactly the same time. And if you're in a park or
but you know a minor league ballpark, and I like the idea of being up there. Here's the cool thing about this minor league ballpark: the kids, and there's gonna be a lot of baseball kids out there, all bringing their gloves. They get out to they go out to center field and they throw the ball around out there. They have a great time, and they have the run of the park. Now, they did this when I went to Michael's high school championship game that his school was in, and they do it now, and it's great. And we've got parents of baseball, all including
that's
my
cool
favorite Scotty, my buddy Scott, the older dad, and it was great. I said, you know, we'll have a there they are.
Oh, now, look at that.
Now Millsy couldn't make it.
I thought that was him on the right.
No, Millsy's in I think Michigan on the 4th
okay
of July. Millsy indicates that the old logo for the Mighty Muscles. I think they have since modernized it, and I couldn't find an old logo for the Mighty Muscles.
Can I guess that perhaps the old logo resembled the logo they floated out for the what was the oyster themed minor league ball team for the Orioles?
There is now that's the Minor Muscles.
That was- Yeah, and
but
as far as I can tell, that's the old. That is the only logo.
That is the only logo.
This,
all right, so
they were
I
the
guess
Fort Myer Miracle.
The Fort Myer Miracle.
If you really want to overanalyze the logo, it's taco-esque. That's the
it
only
is
way I will describe that. That's
what was the Josh? I didn't get from you. What was the name of that minor league team that had the logo?
The Chesapeake Oyster Catchers.
Could you bring up that logo? I know that that might take a moment, but it's worthwhile.
The Chesapeake Oyster Catchers. A lot of shellfish seems to be involved in this. But It's this was just organized by some of the parents, and it's super cool. I am.
Will the fireworks be preceded by the usual talk from the fireworks operator, Two Fingers O'Leary,
who's just out there with the wrong connection?
Yes,
you know, that's always so difficult.
Kitchen it matches.
Really kitchen matches. No, they do it the way I understand it is that it
is. That's the one I like, Mike. There's your logo for the oyster catchers. Is it pretty?
That is.
I was looking. It took me a while to find the ball, but I loved the logo.
They have since updated the logo slightly to try to help out.
That's good because I'm sure they got it. You know,
they had
what's the guy's
logo,
name that runs the fireworks, Rob?
It was Two Fingers O'Leary.
Two Fingers O'Leary, and he's out there. Okay, the sun's just at the right part. Now we can put out this. And now, what you want to be careful is these are all connected to our main battery system to fire electronically. So when you're setting up these, you want to make sure that wire A goes on the left one, which you want to do, and you want to make sure that wire B doesn't get in your way, because otherwise you could be in a world of hurt, ladies and gentlemen.
Show me,
you know,
O'Leary.
What would help
Show
for
me.
Him would What's be that grounding pad.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm sure he uses it.
Well, he's probably barefoot, well, actually.
Because of the two fingers, of course. Yeah,
or you could not have it work at all, because you want to play your explosion, and it's not working, because you put the wrong thing in it.
It's Mike, you're doing great.
Yeah, I'm sure it's exploding out in the living room.
Yeah. No. Mike,
here is the updated logo.
Better.
You can see they got rid of the oyster.
Yes. You know, in the 70s, they had that old logo laying on a patch of seaweed. But since the 70s, they've really gotten away from that.
At some point.
They cleaned it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go cordless.
Oh,
and
good.
Everything when I'm trying to move in this homemade studio will not do it. And when you put a charging cord, you know, in the thing, you can't get the proper. There, did you hear that?
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You are grounding your.
Do you think this is the Xanax that I'm taking? I had a beautiful playlist all designed, and it was good.
Does Two Fingers O'Leary take any medicine to adjust his mood?
Well, last night I had a couple of points. And I was a little, but I'm training my young boys to set this up right. There's some kids, they're teenagers, and they need to be trained stuff. So
sure.
What I like to do is I like to take wire A and put it on the right, and then I take the other wire, I believe this is the correct one, to wire B. Now, as long as those sparks don't get near the other thing, that's
right.
It. No, don't touch that one. Thank you.
O'Leary, do you ever have trouble with your lighter?
I do, as a matter of fact. And just who's driving in here? She's going, hey, slow down. Slow down now. Come on. Oh, he got too close to the ordinance. Sorry about that. What's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? I can't tell. All right.
You should put a barriers around your shed and your lean-to.
A barriers? Plural?
Yes, barriers. Yeah.
Would you like to hear the Top Gun theme since I finally got it to work?
Sure.
We're going to Iran. We've got our bunker buster bombs. Sorry. All right. Very good.
There's been a lot of talk over the weekend that Iran plan is also the storyline of Top Gun 2.
Yeah, where they have to fly through the secret area.
Right.
You know, and do that.
Drop them and get out.
And hopefully not run into any secret agents, you know? Of course, Mr. Bond. That's it. All right, that's it. Let's take a no, I'm not
no,
saying that.
We're just
getting into the habit. Are you splitting yet?
I'll leave after this spot, yes.
After this spot? We'll leave before the spot. Say your goodbyes now, for Christ's sake.
Well, goodbye, everybody. I wish you well. And I will just stay long enough to play the music. That's all.
Okay, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about DermGlow Skin. Very close to this because my wife has a rooting interest in this company. This is noted Florida lobbyist. Yes. This is noted Florida lobbyist Mike O'Mara. And let me brag about an incredible dame that I know, because that broad is my woman. Carla's absolutely crushing it as she helps people look and feel amazing. At DermGlow, it's all about real skincare, clinical grade products, customized treatments, and results you can see. She's also a go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. Those are the game-changing meds. Everyone's talking about it. By the way, today for me in my home is shot day.
That's the
Why
best
am I
day.
Burping? Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor-approved and shipped right to your door. The best part, it's fast, easy, and there are payment plans, so anyone can do this. No huge upfront cost. You take a quiz, you get approved, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now. Whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness, Carla's got you back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And yes, tell her Mike sent you. Bring a guitar if you like. He's free as the breeze. What's the song?
Guitarzan by Ray Stevens.
I'm going to go all the way to the end. We won't read one of those lyrics. Get it, get it, get it. Ow. Hey, Guitarzan and his jungle band. They're all you can stand now. How about you give him a hand? Guitarzan. How much time did you... This is time I could sell her product, that you are putting a Ray Stevens lyric in there.
It's a great lyric. I realize it's not quite as sizzling without the harmonies.
Yes.
We should have practiced. I could have been the lady that goes, baby!
Well, you're going to take your leave, and you'll be back with Josh on the next show. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Disconnect
Thank you, Mike.
Your thing, and we will see you on the flip side, ladies and gentlemen.
Live stream tonight at 9 p.m. See you there.
Very,
Bye-bye.
Very exciting. You can all hear that tomorrow also, right here at this usual time, at this usual station. There he goes. Now to you. I haven't gotten a
yes.
chance to one-on-one with you all since right. you got up there. I said the crop of kids, just to
yeah.
paint the picture, this is a week-long sleepover camp that
yeah.
you go to.
It's a week-long camp for middle school students, and I've been coming and doing AV-type stuff for 25 years. So I was telling Rob pre-show, I've been coming long enough that some of the leaders, like the teenage leaders, have had kids and sent their kids to the middle school camp.
And this camp is pretty much traditional summer camp stuff we have. We have kickball. We have
exactly.
canoeing. We have all that kind of stuff.
No canoeing. There's... It's a church camp, so there's church service type things,
okay.
chapel services, and then there's competitions between all the churches throughout the day and everything. So yesterday was arrival day, so not a whole lot of exciting stuff, and today after lunch is when all the competition and games really kicks in.
Obviously, if you have done this for 25 years, you have to have certain things that you truly like about it. What are the best parts of it? And then I'll ask you what the parts are that aren't the hottest thing about it.
I like a lot of the leaders. A lot of the leaders have been here long.
These are
time
friends
well,
of yours for like a couple of decades.
That I've had forever, yeah.
Right.
And it's always fun to catch up with them. And then I truly see the impact that this 1 week of the summer makes on these middle school kids as I've seen them grow into high school and adults.
And do they – is it something where – and I can include the religion in it. Is it something where, like, it's a respect thing where you're just trying to get the kids to straighten up and fly right?
No,
what do you do with
no.
the kids up there?
No, it's a youth group trip. The kids come for fun, but there is chapel, and it is 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. So it's really the time in life where they are taking their parents' religion – and it's becoming their own religion.
And
so
they
it's teaching them about Christ.
Do you have any problem children when you go to this thing?
Well, the easy thing for me is I never have any responsibility for the kids.
You don't.
So in the past, I've been in charge of all the sound. Now I'm just video. So I go around and I videotape the kids doing whatever they're doing, games, having fun. And I make a music
You don't go
video
anywhere near the showers, do you?
No. In fact, I don't even bother going in the dorms anymore.
You don't? Okay.
But I shoot hours of footage throughout the day. And then at night when the kids go to bed, I edit it together to a music video to then show the next morning. Hey, here's the highlight. Like this morning, Tuesday morning, I had a video of here's the highlights from yesterday at camp. And the video was a music video of them arriving at camp and them doing their swim tests and having fun and games and the meal and stuff and mix it all together.
And when they're talking to you about, you know, and I know you might be joking about it, but you might not. You're talking about phasing out. Has there been new blood over this couple of decades?
Of course there has been. There's been there's been lots of different new bloods. In fact, there's probably only two people who have been here as long as I have, and they kind of also have taken years off occasionally and stuff. So there's always new blood. There's always changes. And, you know, as I get older, younger people come in and younger people want to do things their way. And in the past, I've ran all the sound. I've ran the chapel events and kind of oversaw all that along with doing the video. And now I'm just doing the video, and it means I've got a lot more free time. I'm not up as late as I used to be up. I used to be up every day until 3 a.m.
And getting everything ready from
edit, doing
the
all the video. Edit in, wow. Fall asleep at 3, and then I need the video plays at 8 a.m. So that has gotten a lot better, which actually works out well as I get older.
And what does the rest of your fam do when you're up there?
It's kind of vacation for them.
Okay.
Kelly's up here working, but for the kids, they can just run around and do whatever they want. At the camp. And they've been here long enough to know their way around. Camden's was helping me a lot yesterday with videotaping. I just give the kids a camera and let them go run out and videotape other kids. And then I'll check the footage later that evening and put it all together.
And what's the high point of it?
The high point is...
like a big banquet at the end or something like
that? No, on Thursday, there's a big marathon for the kids where it's like all your games and everything comes down to this big marathon competition and race where everyone is involved, and it's been kind of the same for 20 years. And so for middle school kids, this week is the highlight of their middle school career, and they can come in after 6th, after 7th, after 8th. So they can come for 3 years. And they end up talking about this for the rest of their life.
And I can testify because I'm at kind of the beginning of it. That's tough age. That's tough age for kids.
You know, it's why I'm glad that I get to be the observer and kind of just watch and videotape. And if I see kids doing something wrong, I don't get involved.
Right.
Maybe I'll tell a leader occasionally. Many times I just videotape it and say, well, I'll put that in the highlight reel.
And does your 11-year-old get anything out of it too? Or, you know?
Just a vacation at this point.
Okay. All right.
But my older two kids have both gone through as campers, and it has impacted their life as well.
All right. And do you want to give them the camp? I mean, is it open to anybody?
It is not. It is a group of about a dozen churches that get together and do this every year. So
that's
it's
cool.
Not just an open enrollment. You have to go to these churches and be part of their youth ministry to then come up here. And I mean, this is my 25th year, and I am just thankful I get to come and do this every June.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, I have a good time up there. You are literally doing the Lord's work, Josh. That's very exciting.
This week it is.
That's good stuff. All right. We've got the news coming up here, but first I want to tell you about Naked Wines. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party you go to? Don't drone on and on about how you adore the grease trap in your Blackstone. Threw that away this morning. Because that is a lie. Instead, show up with a bottle of wine with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. You will not do better than that. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and the code TMOS as well for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. I was talking to somebody about this the other day and how much I love it. Now's the time. Who wants crisp bacon and some of Mike's famous hotcakes? They pair so nicely with a challenging Zinfandel. God, he's an ass. Anyway, that's Naked Wines. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a little news for you, because that's what we do on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. We start today with a very interesting story.
You don't have your sounder?
I have it right there. Yeah, I just didn't have the music. That's okay. We don't have to have that. Most of the country is in a brutal heat wave. How bad are you getting it in Jersey right now, Josh?
It is. I was told by the director last night that this is the warmest year of camp in the past 25 years.
Whole planet's burning up.
It's
well,
in the mid-90s.
Do you have milk? Do you serve milk at the camp for the kids?
I do not know, because I've been skipping breakfast. I'm sure there's milk down there.
Well, a doctor in the UK is trending because she said milk is the perfect drink for hot weather. You wouldn't think so. I would think it would be kind of gross. It's 87% water, but it takes longer to digest because of the sugar, protein, and fat. So it keeps you hydrated longer than water does. By the way, this is the doctor saying this. I don't have any official, but I tell you, I've never been out on a hot day and chugged a bottle of cold milk to see, you know, if it's true or not. So,
and
I think
it depends what you do afterwards. You know, if you're chugging, you don't see milk being chugged on the basketball court.
No, you don't. You never see that. It's got sodium, though, and that helps your body hold on to the water, or in other words, it's packed with electrolytes. That's milk. If you're a vegan or can't drink regular milk, she says soy milk will work too, and you can do that as your milk substitute, because that will be beneficial as well. I'm not sure I'm going to be taking a big carton of milk out to the golf course, though.
No, but the protein shake in the morning seems to do the same thing.
This is true. A new study out of England found people who have a lot of nightmares are more likely to drop dead. Researchers tracked people for almost two decades, and the ones that had nightmares at least once a week were three times more likely to die before the age of 70. Thank God I am not in this category. I'm not a big nightmare person. Do you dream a lot at all, or what?
Very rarely, and it's really more like drug-induced. You know, if I'm taking cold medicine or something, that's when I will dream. I don't have nightmares.
I do not have nightmares. Maybe once every 6 months I'll have something that will resemble that. I do have a lot of anxiety dreams, though. I will have anxiety dreams about previous work relationships and work in general, because that's kind of up there in the brain, but not really a nightmare. They found that having lots of nightmares also makes you age faster. So before they kill you, they'll make you look like a wrinkly old person. They think that it's because our bodies respond to the stress the same way that they would in real life. Nightmares lead to prolonged elevations of cortisol, a stress hormone closely linked to faster cellular aging. God, more of that stuff every single day. So don't have nightmares and drink your milk, and you'll be as healthy as a horse. Brad Pitt needed to make some changes after his divorce from Angelina Jolie. I brought this story in specifically for the other guy. Brad Pitt went to Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, I know for a fact that when Rob quit drinking, he didn't go anywhere. He did a cold turkey, and he never has. Dax Shepard's podcast. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Josh. I always wonder about those Alcohol Anonymous groups and the drug NA and everything. I know they help a lot of people, but it seems like they also bring a lot of people together with the same struggles.
Yeah, they do. And I think
the opposite way as well.
Well, I think if you commiserate with it, and there's a movie cliche where the people go to the group therapy and then they end up hooking up with the person or robbing a bank or something like that. On Dax Shepard's podcast, he said, quote, I was pretty much, this is from Brad Pitt on Dax Shepard's show, I was pretty much on my knees and I was really open. I was trying anything and everyone. Anything anyone threw at me, it was a difficult time. I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the F up in some areas, and it just meant a lot to me. He added, quote, I just thought that it was just incredible men sharing their experiences, their foibles, their missteps, their wants, their aches, and a lot of humor at the same time. I thought it was a really special experience. Brad said it only took a few sessions before he started looking forward to the meetings, and that is part of the deal if you if you get involved in that.
Well, and I think that's what a lot of people find those same things at church and church groups, where it's the openness.
This is where you sit around in a circle and everybody shares, right?
Exactly.
I really think that that, you know, if I ever bit the bullet and did that instead of going to see an individual person, which I've done in the past, I would probably get a lot of it. So, well, the process for me will be drink more heavily, and then I'll go to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Work your way there.
Miley Cyrus had a meet and greet in London for her latest single, Every Girl You've Ever Loved, featuring supermodel Naomi Campbell. Miley and Naomi sat behind a table, signed some copies for fans, who then got their picture taken standing in front of the said table. But in video clips that are going viral, Miley and Naomi barely gave fans the time of day. Instead, they're mostly talking to each other, then looking up long enough for the photographer to snap the picture. The internet seems to think they were being pretty rude. We have a clip from it. You be the judge and tell me whether you think they were being rude or not.
Right behind you for your picture, Gorge. Right behind you. One, two, three. There you go.
Oh yeah, I'm with him. I'm with him. Yeah.
Yes, but also the photographer or whoever that is trying to move things along.
I know. I know.
At that point, you just pause and you wait until those two start.
Yeah, I think so. Did we lose you? Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Good. The internet says they were being rude. Miley thanked everyone who showed up with an Instagram post. But yeah, they're obviously a little into each other. And, you know, fans are people too, Miley. All right? Please deal with it. Thank you. Finally today, a baby spider monkey wearing a diaper was captured after running loose through a San Antonio neighborhood. San Antonio Animal Care Services said the spider monkey, estimated to be about 6 months old, was reported running through the Northwest Crossing neighborhood on Tuesday. Officers arrived to find the young primate sitting in the street and wearing a heavily soiled diaper. Spider monkeys, native to southern Mexico, Central and South America, are considered exotic animals and are not allowed as pets in San Antonio. After my 66th birthday, if you see me sitting in the street in a heavily soiled diaper, just put me asleep. Use the drug that I took last night. That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, Josh, good luck with your camp up there. You and Rob will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, plus a live stream tonight. What time's your live stream tonight, Josh?
About 9 o'clock, 9:15.
9 o'clock, 9:15. Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to go to MikeOmeraShow.com. We've got a brand new, delicious beach towel that you will love. That's it. Got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
Now, I'm delighted. All of us are delighted. You've been fine. Now get home safely.
But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?